home for me. It's been a good day. Everybody had fun. A lot of folks are sunburned, including me. But everybody had fun. It's 103rd running. So from the infield, I guess we'll be doing like everybody else in a few minutes, and that's heading out right now. Still a little crowded. Lee, we had a good day.
Hey, Bo, listen, I told you to bet Sanhedrin across the board. You ought to listen to me.
Well, I told you for the moment, give him a good run, too, so I had to put some money on for the moment, right?
Yeah, well, you know where for the moment ended up, don't you?
Yeah.
Eighth place there, good buddy.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, anyway, Bo, thank you a whole bunch. You have fun out there trying to get out of the infield here.
Well, I did, Lee. We had just a heck of a day, didn't we?
That's about it for the report for today. We don't have the complete rundown yet. They're still typing that out as the exact finish, but we'll have that for you a little bit later.
All righty. Who did you have in the Derby anyway? Runned up to run?
I didn't hear you.
Sanhedrin, didn't that who you had?
Yes, I did.
Sanhedrin.
Third.
Did you bet him across the board or to win?
I bet, Bob.
Oh, now.
What I said was Sanhedrin, Run Dusty Run, and Seattle Slew would be the top three horses.
Well, they were.
They were. Not quite in that order.
Well,
Seattle Slew, Run Dusty Run, and Sanhedrin, but I told you Sanhedrin would come up on him, and they did. He came from almost last up to, he was at 12th at place in the first turn, and he came all the way from 12th to 3rd. Ain't that bad of a thing. And if you bet him across the board, you'd only lost $1.40.
No, that's not too bad. Well, you know, the Slew looked very good. Very good there toward the end. I really didn't think it was going to win because everybody was hyping him up so much all week and, well, for weeks previous. And I just didn't think he was going to do it, but he looked beautiful.
He did. This ball back to infield. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing all right. How'd you like the race?
Well, I loved it. You got some time to get some more people singing, find out where they're from.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's ask a couple more people. Hi there, where are you from?
I'm from New York, bro.
You're from New York. What part of New York?
I'm from south of Buffalo.
And what's your name?
John Rush.
You like, is this first trip to Kentucky?
This is it. Well, not but the first one to the Derby.
How'd you like it?
It was all right, bro.
Thanks, bud.
I had a good fun.
I'm glad to enjoy it. Let's get some more people saying real quick down here about hi. Well, wait, I talked to you this. See, we don't know what we're doing out here. Hi, what's your name?
Still having a good time there, Bob. We'll give it back to you, and we'll call you back in a little bit.
Okay. Have a good time, Lee. All right, this is Bob Klein at 624, and we got Stars and Carrie Baby coming up for you in just a minute.
This whole world has ever known.
Brought to you by the Westland Mall, the hub of Southwest Jefferson County at 9070 Dixie Highway.
630 WKLO, this is Bob Klein, and once again, out of Churchill Downs, Mr. Lee Gray.
Well, Bob, when the Seattle Slew came out today and was walking past during the parade, I had mentioned to a fellow standing next to me that Seattle Slew was sweating, and indeed he was. As a matter of fact, Angel Cordero, who was riding for the moment, commented afterwards that Seattle Slew was a little warm coming out of the paddock and going to the post, but not too bad, and then he relaxed okay, and he broke a little bit on the slow side. As a matter of fact, two or three of the jockeys mentioned that Seattle Slew had broken a little bit slow, and they figured it was a brand-new ball game when that happened. Angel Cordero, who was on for the moment, as I mentioned, said that he figured that he was going to lay off of him early, but he won the first quarter in 23, and then down the backside, his horse and the winner were going easy, and they had similar holes, and then they went on. It was a different story on a different track with sharp returns. Maybe next time he could do a little bit better, as you know, for the moment finished eighth. Daryl Martarg, who ran on Run Dusty Run in the Derby, said that he had a good trip all the way. He was able to save ground for most of the trip, and he figured his horse is a bull, a true fighter. He thought he had Seattle Slew at the head of the stretch, but finishing second is okay in the Derby, he figured. Bill Shoemaker, who was on the Get the Axe, beat all but the first three of the horses, and he felt he had a nice horse with no serious problems. And Julio Espinoza, who was on Bob's Dusty, saw Seattle Slew slow down a little bit inside of him. He thought maybe he could get going, but he just didn't do it, and his horse drifted out, and that was all it was for that. Jeffrey Fell, who was on Ghibli, said that he ran his race. He had a perfect trip, but his speed was slowing down, and he just didn't make it. In any case, the results are now official, and here are the way that everybody finished. If you want to write these down for your posterity or whatever, Seattle Slew was in first. Run Dusty Run came in second. Sanhedrin came in third. Get the Axe was fourth. And then Noseback was Steve's friend. And then one of the field horses, Papalotti, finished after Steve's friend. Then Ghibli, and for the moment, finished in eighth place. Then the affiliate and flag officer. And then Bob's Dusty. And then another field horse, Sir Sir. Then Nostalgia, Western Wind, and Best Person was the last horse in the race. And that was 15 lengths behind the winner. And that's the story for the 103rd run for the Roses, Bob. Seattle Slew the winner, Run Dusty Run second, and Sanhedrin third. It was a beautiful day, no rain, and lots of people, 124,000 of them out here.
Oh, it cleared up just in time. It was beautiful at both times.
Sure did. It's a gorgeous day.
They said something as they were going into the post, or into the gate, rather, about Seattle Slew breaking out with something.
Seattle Slew was a little nervous. Even in the parade, he was trying to pull away from his hold, and he was sweating pretty good, which is an indication that the horse was nervous. And getting into the gate, of course, he had to get in earlier than most of the horses, and he was sitting there not liking it at all. As a matter of fact, he was trying to throw his rider off. And but it was no problem. He broke a little slowly because of it, but then he relaxed and got down to it.
Well, he probably has only started racing since the first of the year, right?
No, he's been racing. He was racing as a two-year-old.
Oh, okay.
He's been schooled in the gate. It's just with all these people out here. He's a flighty horse anyway, He's fidgety, and most of the good horses are.
Well, what was the attendance today? Do you know the official?
124,000 plus.
Mm. And there was a record bet today, right?
Yeah, it was 3,600,000 something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it was a bunch.
Mm. A lot of money.
You better believe it.
Well, Lee, you have a good evening. I'm sure you will after today.
Oh, yeah. It's always nice on Derby Day.
Okay, and we'll see you back at work Monday.
Okay, Bob.
Bye-bye. Bye.